I'd known you were gonna drop your frozen yogurt, I would have gotten a larger serving size. No, it's okay. I don't mind sharing, I just wish I'd gotten more. You're lucky I didn't get some gross, shameful flavor like eggnog. Yeah, that's a thing. It was one of the many flavors I taste tested. Not that I needed to taste test it to know that it would be gross. I kind of already knew that it would be. Then why'd I try it? Well, when someone offers you frozen yogurt, everyone knows you have to say yes, no matter what flavor it is. No, the guy working there started encouraging me to try different flavors. I must have taste tested like 50. Meanwhile, you just sauntered up to the counter and ordered without any hesitation whatsoever. I've always admired that about you. Yeah, you always know what you want. I don't know about that. I don't think the same is true for me. No, definitely not. Well, maybe I do know what I want and I'm just too scared to go after it. No, I'm not really talking about frozen yogurt anymore, am I? Hey, check this out. Over here, come on. It's not just any fountain, it's a wishing fountain. Yeah, look at all the pennies at the bottom. I guess any fountain is a wishing fountain if you have change. Do you have change? We should make a wish. Maybe we can just steal the pennies from the bottom of the fountain and use those. Is that morally wrong? I wonder if it takes away from other people's wishes. I don't know how it works either. Wait, hold on. Hold on, I think I have something in my pocket. Ah, see? One lucky penny. Oh, wait, no, we need one for you too. Yeah, I know you don't believe in this superstitious stuff, but it's still fun to pretend that, you know, by some miracle it might actually work. Come on, don't you want to make a wish? Don't give me that. Come on, okay, how about we just share this one penny? Sure, and hey, who knows? Maybe we have the same wish. Okay, ready? We'll flip it together. One, two, three, go. See, wasn't that fun? What did I wish for? A pony? I can't tell you what I wish for. I'll jinx it. I don't make the rules, that's how wishes work. Everyone knows that. Who is that? Wait, sorry, who? Oh, really? I didn't know you guys were talking. As your best friend, you kind of have a moral obligation to tell me when you've entered the talking stage with somebody. Okay. Just friends. Yeah, sure. Do you think I'm stupid? Come on, I know you better than that. You must like her. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll back off. If you say so. You're just friends, sure. I believe you. She is cute, though. Don't tell me you haven't thought about it. That is a lie. You have too thought about it. You don't remember, do you? Fifth grade, Valentine's Day. You asked her to be your Valentine. Yes, you did. You liked her. I distinctly remember. How do I remember that? I remember everything. No, really, ask me anything, anything at all, and I'll remember. Ask me your mother's birthday, and I'll remember. Ask me, what pizza toppings we ordered that night we binged Netflix, and I'll remember. Ask me what color shirt you were wearing on the first day we met in kindergarten, and I'll remember. It was blue. Yeah, it was. I don't know how I remember that, honestly. I guess I just remember everything about you. In a totally non-stalker way. No, actually, I have a file of you on my computer. Just documents, candid photographs of you, medical records, family history, etc., etc. I've been watching way too many criminal documentaries. I bet she remembers you asking her to be your Valentine. I'm sure she does. Trust me, no girl forgets something like that. Maybe it was in fifth grade, yes, but that doesn't take away from the incredible feeling of being asked something like that. It's just nice, you know, to feel wanted, especially by someone like you. 'Cause you're you. You're funny, you're smart, you're always here for your friends. Whenever you're talking to someone, you have this ability to make them feel special, like they're the only other person in the room. I'm really boosting your ego right now, huh? Would you like me to list all your other amazing qualities? Good, because that would take a while. So there's really nothing going on between you guys? Nothing at all? No reason, I just want to make sure I'm in the loop, that's all. I mean, obviously, I would care if there was something going on. Not care, but I would want to know. Because I'm your friend, and I'm your best friend, and I should know about this kind of stuff, right? Actually, that's a lie. I would care. A lot. I'd care so much to the point that I probably wouldn't even be able to sleep at night because the truth is, it would kill me if you were with somebody else. And I'm sorry if it's weird for you to hear that, because we've been friends for so long, but I just have to go after what I want, right? And you're all that I want. Surprise me like that again, and I might drop my frozen yogurt. am officially superstitious now. Because my wish came true. So did yours. Does that mean that you wished that we... Me too. I should have said all of that a lot sooner. But better now than later.